702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
A very good morning to you, Adam. We start, sadly, with the tragic news out of Pakistan, where there was a mosque under attack that saw dozens dying and scores injured.
Oh, boy, yeah. Morning, Bongani. Yeah, this is... Africa. Morning, Africa. 87 people dead is the death toll now. That's gone up overnight after this suicide bombing at a mosque in Peshawar in Pakistan. The mosque is within a high security police headquarters area. So you remember your green zone in Baghdad and your green zone in Kabul, a bit like that, only they got breached as well. So, of course, that's the huge question, is how somebody with a suicide vest or a bag full of explosives could have got in there. At the time, there were thought to be 300 to 400 police officers in the area at the time, again, in this secure zone, as people were called to prayer in the mosque. 87 dead and well over 100 injured. And initially, the Taliban, the Pakistani version of the Taliban, had claimed responsibility and then denied it. So the official Taliban said, no, not us. Now, maybe they're backtracking like crazy, and maybe understandably if they really didn't do it. But that leaves an enormous question, or several enormous questions, frankly. And isn't Pakistan meant to be, it's one of us, you know? It's not meant to be this weird, dark state like a North Korea or, dare I say it, an Afghanistan. It's meant, you know, well, how can that happen and continue to happen? Because this is not exactly a one-off, is it?
Not at all, yeah. Now, Turkey and Hungary, I believe, are the only members of the 30-nation alliance, that's NATO, who are yet to approve the Nordic nations' applications. Why will Turkey accept Finland but block Sweden?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Hungary is a law unto itself at the moment. It's gone a little bit far right-wing extremists, so they seem to have some issues. But specifically, of course, there's the one for all for one spirit. So that's how the veto comes about in these organizations. And Turkey has essentially said that Finland can come in, but not Sweden, because of anti-Turkish sentiments that have been demonstrated in Sweden, the burning of a flag in Stockholm, carried out by small groups of protesters, but nonetheless, they are there. And Sweden's refusal to extradite people to Turkey who are linked to Kurdish militants. And we know that Turkey regards Kurdish militants as terrorists. The rest of the world tends to not see it quite the same way, often viewing Kurds as freedom fighters, etc. But in the words of President Erdogan, if you absolutely want to join NATO, you will return these terrorists to us. The Swedish government has condemned the protesters. They've condemned the burning of the flag, but they've also defended their free speech laws. And there we have it right away. The democratic right to say something that someone else doesn't like. You have it. We have it. Some countries in the EU and NATO don't have it. Let's say President Erdogan is not known to embrace the idea of free speech, generally speaking.
I'm trying to scratch my head and wonder which one is, I suppose, more dangerous area to be in right now. Is it Ekurhuleni in Gauteng, where a second tiger in 1 month has gone, wandering about? Or Australia, where there's a missing radioactive capsule?
Yeah, well, I suppose Australia, given that they don't know where the capsule is, well, I mean, take your pick. Health officials in Western Australia, they are warning about this capsule of radioactive material. It's a tiny little thing. It's 8 millimeters long. It contains cesium-137, which is used in mining and crucially could cause acute radiation sickness. It's toxic. It's unpleasant. Just touching the thing could make you seriously ill. You think about the poisoning of Alexander Litvinenko. Something similar was put in his tea. It would have taken a tiny, tiny drop. I mean, not even a drop, really. So this capsule has been lost somewhere along a 1,400-kilometer stretch of highway. So we're talking needle in a haystack, absolutely. A lonely highway. Somewhere along it is this little capsule, which means there's also less chance, I guess, of somebody stumbling across it. In the words of the mining firm Rio Tinto, we recognize this is clearly very concerning and sorry for the alarm it has caused. I don't know if that quite cuts it. That's the kind of reaction to, for instance, when my wife's car keys go missing. I mean, they're not meant to be lost. We have no idea where they are sometimes, and it creates panic when they are lost. I think that missing cesium 137 should have maybe a slightly more dramatic reaction, shall we say.
I fully agree. Adam Gilchrist, thank you very much for your time this morning. Adam is back with Bongani Mingwa tomorrow morning.